are recording this on a beautiful Tuesday morning. My name's Allie. You know that. This is another episode of Resting Bitch with me, Allie Makovsky. What a terrible name I've chosen for this podcast. Whenever, like at comedy shows, the host will be like, oh, what do you want me to, like, use to bring you up? Like, what do you want me to say? And I'm like, oh, you know, you could say this. You can say, I have a podcast called Resting Bitch. And then they always are like, all right, your next comic has a podcast called Resting Bitch Face. Give it up. Or they say Resting Bitch, but they, like, pause for laughter. They're like, that's a weird name, right? And I'm like, just bring me up. God damn it. If you don't know about the pod, you don't know about the pod. And if you do, I'm happy to have you here. Hi. This is it's an active house this morning. People wonder where I record this. I recorded it at my producer Anthony's weird fake mansion home where he has 12 roommates. And they're all up to stuff. We record at like 10:30 in the morning, so everyone's like getting their day going. No one has a real job. They all just work in their rooms and make weird breakfast foods that smell funky when I walk in. There's a moat to get in here. Weird. I don't know what century they think this is, but I don't think they're gonna have to fight off any invaders. But anyway, having a moat at your house that's not a mansion feels like a very weird flex. It's like when my dad had to get like a rented car because like his car was broken or something and he got a convertible. It's like, we know that you're not balling. It's one of those things where it's like, this is a baller move for someone who's not balling. There's 12 people who live here. They all pay $12,000 a month to be here. And I record my podcast for free. In this home, in a weird, not living room, but not a living room. Just this weird purgatory room that connects five different rooms together. And, yeah, anyway, it's not my house. People are like, do you record at your house? Nope. I use other people's homes to record. Anyway, fuck, what was I saying? Yeah, it's a weird name for a podcast, whatever. On YouTube, when I get the link to, like, post the link, people search Resting B Pod instead of Bitch. So polite and respectful. But yeah, I need to get freaking merch made for this bullshit. I want to start selling this merch and getting that bread so I can get a moat at my house, too. Yeah, there's a lot of things I need to do, and there's a lot of time to do it, and guess what? Don't wanna. I need to get new, microphones. Oh, also a camera. I'm gonna do this cool thing in October, potentially, and I need two cameras for that, and I'm gonna donate whatever camera I get to the pod. Not donate, it'll be my camera, but I'll leave it here. Anyway, we can talk about that post-pod. But, yeah, I mean, the Oscars happened. I did not watch, but I watched clips on YouTube. They put clips on YouTube where you could just watch celebrities in the audience interacting with each other. That's when you know you're a pathetic person, is when you're... I literally watched all of the clips that they had of the audience, and it's just like, oh, I want to see Brad Pitt's face when he's talking to Bradley Cooper. How boring is my life that I'm like, I just want to see how famous people talk to each other, try and incorporate their body language into my daily life like a sociopath. Oh, I've also been watching this, I'm very, like, on YouTube, all I watch is Timothy Chalamet interviews and murder videos. I mean, Timothy Chalamet is so yummy, and the murders are just wild. I wonder if Timothy Chalamet could play a murderer. I mean, he could do anything, honestly. He If he said what Scarlett Johansson said that everyone got mad about, how she's like, I could play a tree or an Asian person. If Timothée Chalamet said that, I'd be like, yes, of course you can. And it's not weird that you said that. We all agree. Such a different standard for young, pretty boys than for average-aged women. I didn't know that she had that big old back tattoo. Did you see that? She has like a big old back tattoo. Yeah, big old back tattoo. Pretty cool. Anyway, so I watched clips of the Oscars. Parasite won everything. Bong Joon-ho. I just love... I'm so glad he won. Not because of like, you know, wow, he's making history, but because I love hearing white people say his name repeatedly. And it's uncomfortable for them. They're like, Bong Joon-ho? He's so silly and cute. He's so precious. What else? Any other Oscars highlights for me? No. Yeah, I didn't really watch this year. I love that Eminem performed for no apparent reason. He just did Lose Yourself. I guess he won the Oscar for that song in 2003 and wasn't there to accept the award, but that was like 17 years ago, so... Yeah, they didn't even explain it. Joaquin Phoenix. People were... Because, okay, so Joaquin Phoenix won for the Joker. He went full Joker mode. And his speech was beautiful. I, like, saved it on my computer. It was so emotional. But then he started talking about the milk, the cow's milk. The baby cows are separated from their mommies. Their mommy cows. And it got a little bit weird, but I got what he was saying. People were like, oh, such a weird speech. It wasn't. It was beautiful. I guess he goes to this movie theater in LA a lot. Like in the Valley. I want to start going there. Just hanging out at the movie theater waiting for him to walk in. I don't know. Like the AMC and Sherman Oaks or something. I don't know. But he's a small man. I didn't know that. Most actors are. When you think about... I feel like someone has said this before. But like... It's not like an original thought or anything, but like when you think about, like, I like worship actors because I'm a pathetic Midwest mom. And I'm like, oh, they're so cool. Like, man, whatever. But they're all just like 5'5" theater nerds. I mean, I knew so many of those kids in high school. Like, we never talked to those kids in high school, but they're the Joaquin Phoenixes of today. So I don't know, whatever. What was I going to say about that? Okay. The Oscars. Theater. Oh! So I used to work at the Arclight in Hollywood, and a lot of celebrities go there. And I was just there the other day, and sweet baby daddy Charlie Hunnam was sitting behind me when I was watching Parasite. I don't really know what Charlie Hunnam's been in, but he's like a very sexy big boy. He was at he goes to the Arclight a lot because I remember when I worked there, he would come in a lot and he was really nice. No shit. Yeah, shit. Shit, yes. No one can hear you. Oh, yeah, Sons of Anarchy was his big thing, is what Anthony said. My sister even commented on that last time. Because every time I see her, she always, like... I mean, she's supportive, but she always critiques my podcast because she loves me and she wants me to do well. But she was like... She's like, you need to get Anthony a mic because we can't hear him. And I'm like, I know. That's why I just... I give him a dirty look and I repeat exactly what he's saying as he's saying it. But yeah, Sons of Anarchy. I never watched Sons of Anarchy, but I always see those Sons of Anarchy people everywhere in LA. Must be like a big cast or something. Bye and hi. One of the 500 roommates is leaving. I'll have to pretend to work. Go to the local Starbucks and read a script or something. Yeah, I never watched Sons of Anarchy. I never watched Breaking Bad either. Am I canceled? What's worse, saying a racist comment on Twitter or not watching Breaking Bad? It feels the same. The reaction to it feels the same. You never watch Breaking Bad? No, sorry. I watched the first episode and I watched the last episode and I filled in the rest with my imagination. Yeah, I just didn't get into it, you know? But there's this YouTube, if you like murder stuff, it's called Jim Can't Swim. I don't know why. I don't know who Jim is or why swimming has to do with murder. But it's really good. But I was just in Arizona all weekend with Tony Hinchcliffe. He was headlining. I was featuring. It was so fun. The Tempe Improv is one of my favorite clubs for sure. I haven't been to that many clubs around the country. But, I mean, so the guy who manages the Tempe Improv, his name's Casey. He's just like the nicest, coolest dude. I just fuck with him hard. And the club is tight. It's ran well. They're pros. The audience is great there. But, you know when you burp and it's like a little bit liquidy, but not in a throw up way, just in kind of like a rabid animal way, like foamy. Okay. That's a great club. I'm missing a nail. Don't judge me. One of my acrylics popped off. It absolutely popped off. So now my middle finger is missing a nail. I'm going to get it fixed today so I can go back to full long nail alley mode. Slay all day mode. But, oh yeah, when I was in the hotel, I was just watching Forensic Files nonstop. But the place where I was staying had like a really creepy vibe because it was like this resort, but it's like the off season, so there's not that many people there, and it's like there's different like compounds, different units. I was in the Sedona unit. There's like all these different villas and areas, and you just have to walk around this like entire compound to get to where you're staying, and it's really freaky. And then I was watching Forensic Files. I like double locked my doors. I got really paranoid. I put you know how they have those like connecting doors from one room to the other, and they have it locked, but I put a big chair in front of it because one of the nights I was particularly spooked, as if a chair is going to fucking stop a murderer. I'll be like, oh, good thing I put the chair there. I almost got murdered. That would have been close. They should have a Forensic Files for that. Like for people who almost got murdered, but they were paranoid and thought they put a chair in front of the door and didn't get murdered. They escaped murdering. Like that David Spade story. Did you know that David Spade's, like, damn, that's crazy. His assistant, like, tried to kill him or something? That's a crazy story. If you're curious about that, you can watch it. It's, like, he talks about it on Howard Stern. So just David Spade. My mom's always, like, how do you Google things? I'm, like, literally just put in the things that you want to know. David Spade, Howard Stern, interview, murder, assistant. Something's gonna pop up. Yeah, that's crazy. But there should be a show like I didn't know I was pregnant type of show, but like I didn't get murdered, but I almost did. That's the title I think that would work. Anyway. Oh yeah, so I was in Arizona all weekend. It was so fun. Tristan Bowling, Kill Tony legend, who lives in Arizona, was hosting the shows. And he did great. And I was going to go shopping with him because he wears like super fun, funky, weird outfits that I like love. And he knows all the good thrift shops in town. And I was going to go with him, but it was too far. I didn't want to Uber 40 minutes away to buy like one thing that's $5, you know? So I did a little bit of local Goodwill shopping and I found like two shirts that I liked. I get really overwhelmed when I go thrift shopping. There's just too much to choose from, and there's so much bad stuff that you have to go through. And my allergies always act up because all the shit's dusty in there, so I'm just sneezing everywhere looking for shirts and pants. But yeah, so I did a little bit of that. There's some good food. My sister moved to Arizona, so I got to hang out with her and her fiance. And yeah, everyone was cool. I had some ship fam come to the shows. From the cruise that I went on, we call each other Ship Fam. That's the name. Ship Fam came out, which is cool. But now I'm going back in like a month to headline. So if you live in Arizona and you saw me or you missed me, I'm going to be back at the Tempe Improv March 5th and 6th headlining. This is like my first time headlining like a club outside of town. It's crazy. I'm excited. I could use all of the support I could get for real. This is a big moment in my life. I'm scared, honestly. It'll be good, but I'm nervous that I'll just, like, blank out or just, like, go not funny. Go Joker mode. Just shoot it up. I'm going to answer some questions really quick because I didn't get to last time. And then I'll talk more about my week and other things. I posted on my story, I said, these are anonymous questions. That was a damn lie. I just wanted to see if anyone was going to be shady to me. But everyone knew. They're like, we know it's not anonymous. But I thought it was going to work. I thought people were going to be like, you fugly bitch. But everyone was just like, marry, fuck, kill these three comics. I've done that too many times on this. It's always the same. It's always like, Andrew Santino, Tony Hinchcliffe, Joe Rogan. And it's like, bitch, you know I'm doing all three to all three of them. I'm fucking them, I'm marrying them, and I'm killing them and taking their spot. Okay. Questions. Favorite ice cream flavor? Vanilla. Sorry, I'm a basic woman. Vanilla's a classic. It's always good. You can add whatever you want into it, and it's always good. Vanilla. And then second would be like a caramel flavor. I talked about this on the last episode, I think. Or maybe it was just in the DMs. Caramel is a weird word because some people say it caramel. Caramel. And I think if I didn't already talk about it on the last episode, it just depends on if I'm talking to a rich person or not. I did talk about this on the last podcast. Are you happy? That's a weird question. I think I'm chilling. I wouldn't say I'm happy. I'm not sad, but I'm feeling all right. Every day is a new day, new emotions, new things going on. At this very moment, yeah, I'm happy. I'm a little hungry. Oh, I need to retract something I said from the last podcast. On last week's episode, I said if you're hot, healthy, and young, you're gonna be fine if you get the coronavirus. I take it back. It's a little bit more serious than I thought. And I don't think that anyone no one's safe. But I don't think we need to be like freaking out about it just yet. We should be a little cautious. But yeah, it's definitely more serious than just being hot and young and healthy. So, sorry if you're hot and young and you got the coronavirus. My thoughts go out to you. And I apologize for what I said. It's pretty serious. I was at the airport and everyone's wearing masks. And it's like, that might make you feel better, but it's definitely not going to prevent you from getting the damn virus. Sorry. Someone said, why the fuck is everyone taking pictures of their brooms? There was some thing where people thought that on a particular, like yesterday, Monday, the 10th, that their brooms could stand up. I think that brooms just are able to stand up. It wasn't anything special about yesterday. But yeah, everyone was posting their picture of it. Whatever. It's better than like, is the broom gold and green or is it blue and white? Remember the dress? The iconic dress fiasco? When the dress thing happened? And then what was the other one? Laurel versus Yanny? Yeah, whatever. Are you going to Burning Man this year? If someone can fund it for me, it's expensive as shit. And you have to like build things and be like resourceful. I'm just mooching off. If I go, I'm just mooching off everyone else. I can't be responsible to build a fort and then set it on fire. I do want to go though. It seems fun. It seems a little bit chaotic though. I don't know. It's expensive. And you're just like in the dust. It'd be cool. Get a lot of good content out of it. But it's just like a lot of hot, tall, skinny, white, blonde women with expensive outfits that look inexpensive. Big ass goggles. And then they come home and they're like, my burning name is Rosé. It's like, bitch, your name's Rachel. Sit down. They have like a finance job. I guess that's the point, though, to, like, get away from the real world. And it's like, yeah, but you have to go back to it. I'm not going to call you Rosé. Hey, Rosé, the fax machine's broken. I don't believe in fax machines. They're just like the man's way of making you fill out paperwork. Someone asked me if I'm ever going to do something better with my eyebrows. Bitch, it don't get better than this. What else am I going to do? Shave them all off? No way. No way. Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater because someone else, this is, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt because someone else in the questions put like something about they love my eyebrows. So you can't please everyone. I don't know why my eyebrows are such a big topic of discussion for people's opinions, but whatever. Why don't you talk about my thick ass instead of my thick eyebrows? Not really a question, but you should come to a show in Missoula, Montana. Well, I think I'm going to Montana for a wedding at some point. So I'm probably going to like try and book shows around the trip. So maybe I will. I've never even heard of Missoula. Sounds like a fake place. Someone said they went to the Comedy Store last year and I mocked their ID picture. Hehe. Yeah, that makes sense. What was your first career choice? Dropping out of college? I didn't really have a career choice. I was just kind of like trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I knew that I wanted to do comedy senior year of high school. So I didn't really think of other options. So yeah. Someone said, I fuck with your vibe. Keep doing you. Thanks, man. What's your most frequently thought? How to get away with murder. No, what's my most frequently thought? If I should get McDonald's or not. Most often I don't, but because they're everywhere and I see them so often, I always just go, should I stop? Should I stop and go? But I never do. I'm not a huge fan of their menu. I only like two things there, so. And I'm not like a huge burger person. I'm not like driven by burgers. Some people are very influenced by burgers. I enjoy a nice burger when I'm out at a nice place. Shake Shack. I went to Shake Shack at the airport with Tony. Ooh, it's so good. But I'm not doing dairy. I'm not doing dairy because after the Super Bowl Sunday and my explosive poopy time, I decided to stop doing dairy. But I accidentally had dairy the other day when I didn't mean to. And whatever, I'm not gonna shame myself or feel bad about it. It happens. But yeah, I'm not really doing dairy. So now burgers are just, they're still good, but it's different. The cheese like really makes the burger so yummy. What else is my most frequently thought? Oh, I always think I should stop jeweling, but I don't. And what else? What I should do with my hair next. And it's all pretty vain. It's all pretty self-indulgent thoughts. My favorite color? I don't really have one. I always kind of change. I like pink and bright blue and yellow and orange. I'm not really a purple gal. When I was in middle school, all the girls who liked purple were the thotties. They were always the girls who gave blowjobs first. Shout out to my girl Ashley. She has 3 kids now. Can you believe that? I can. I definitely can. She seems like a good mom, though. Larry update. I don't really have many updates about Larry. I haven't talked to him probably a week, but I think he's doing well. Still on his fitness grind. Favorite pizza spot in LA. I've mentioned this before. I'm not a pizza girl. You know how people are like, pizza first. I love pizza. I'm not into it that much. Every once in a while I'll have it, but my favorite place in LA is Joe's Pizza. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's the same as the New York one, but I think they're owned by like a, it's owned by someone in the family. I don't know. The Joe's Pizza in New York is like the spot. But I like the one out here as well. Oh, fuck. I exited out of this. Someone said, do you call it boba or bubble tea? Boba. Bubble tea? That sounds fake. That sounds like some fairy tale island type drink. Yeah, it's boba. Someone said your feet are amazing. Thank you. I got one bunion foot and one non-bunion foot. Take your pick. I've got options for the foot people. I got options. If you want a foot that's been through a bunion surgery, I got that for you. If you want a foot that hasn't had a bunion surgery but has a mild bunion, I got that. Which one would be more expensive? Probably the surgery foot, because I paid for that one. Would you ever travel somewhere obscure to try comedy, like Ethiopia or Paraguay? Paraguay? I guess. I would just go just to travel, and then maybe, like, try and do comedy, but it wouldn't be, like, an experiment. It would be like, oh, let's see if they have a comedy scene here. But I wouldn't try and, like, infiltrate it or something. Someone asked who hurt you. I would say my parents first, and then the world. Now, I don't like people who have that, like, victim stance. This person hurt me. It's like, we've all been hurt. That's what life is. Getting hurt, hurting people. It's all part of the experience. But then you grow up, and you learn to deal with it. And you learn not to hurt people. And we still make mistakes and hurt them in smaller ways. But you can't go on thinking that. Norm MacDonald or Jimmy Fallon? Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald, for sure. I love Jimmy, though. But they're different. Different vibes. Is it kind of cool or totally creepy the dudes follow you for your looks and not your talent? I never thought of it that way. I always thought they were following me for both, but whatever reason they're here, I'm happy to have them. Yeah, I have like 70. On Instagram, I can look at like what the ratio is, and it's like 75% dudes compared to women following me. And it's like older dudes, whereas with women, it's like a younger demographic. It's interesting to look into that stuff, but it's also kind of weird. I know this is totally random, but I just wanted to say I love what you're doing and your page / content is super inspiring. Okay, thank you, Rosie. My husband saw you in traffic. So yeah, what's up? Yeah, that did happen. Yesterday I was driving to Tustin to record a podcast with one of the dudes from Dirty Heads, which is like an iconic band from Orange County who I listened to in high school and went to see. But they record all the way in Tustin, so I was driving super early in the morning and this guy like honked and was waving at me, and I had already been honked at multiple times that morning for texting and driving. I know it's not good to do. I'm not proud of it. I shouldn't do it, but I do. And so I thought it was just another person being like, get off your phone. But they were all like waving and excited. But they also had a Subaru. So I'm like, maybe this is like a Subaru gang thing where they're like, represent. But I was like, they're too excited to be just like referencing the car. And so then I messaged that person. And I said, was it the Subaru? The guy in the Subaru? And she was like, yes. Anyway. I'm hungry. Fuck, I should have brought in, like, a breakfast sandwich or something to, like, munch on. I'm gonna eat one after. Oh my god, after this, guys, this is a big day. So once I'm done recording, I'm for sure gonna get a breakfast sandwich. Or should I do a breakfast burrito? No, I'm gonna get the sandwich. And then I'm going to the dermatologist that I've been going to, who's, like, way too expensive, but very good. And I'm gonna get microneedled. That's when they put a bunch of tiny little needles in your face. I'm gonna get, like, the experience of a heroin junkie, but, like, in a different way. That wasn't funny. I thought in my head, it was like, oh, that's funny. It's not really funny. Not because it's, like, too serious or dark. It just doesn't really make sense. Anyway, I'm gonna get a bunch of needles in my face. Tiny little baby needles, just breaking the surface. I guess it helps for, like, scarring and, I don't know. They could tell me anything and I'd be like, whatever. I want to go extreme. But my face is supposed to look real nice after. My friend also, he's the one who recommended me to this dermatologist. And we always end up having our appointments at the same time. Or like, his appointment will be right after me. So I'm very excited to see if I run into him today. Because he's the one who like turned me on to this woman. And his skin looks so good. I wonder if he got microneedled. And I wonder if I'll see him today. He always has like the freshest outfits on. And then I just leave with my face looking all red. And I'm like, don't look at me. And he looks cool as fuck. But he has money for it, you know. Every time I leave, I'm like sad. Because I just spent money that I don't have. And he just comes up. He's like, this is nothing. And I'm like, why don't you just pay for my appointment? And we could both enjoy clear skin together. What's your secret survival strategy? What does that mean? I put chairs in front of doors. That's my survival technique. I have no survival techniques. I just try and be like, offer like sexual advances. If someone was gonna murder me, I'd be like, I'll try anal for the first time. I'll try it. I've never done it before. No, that wouldn't work. Because then they'd still murder me. They'd be like, we know you've done it. I haven't, okay? I've only tried it once. It's a long story. Come see me live. I get into it. I have a whole story. Favorite drug? Molly. Or Coke. I haven't really dabbled in too many other drugs outside of that. I don't think I've done really anyone besides those. Those are just fun. Especially for me, because I'm always so sleepy and just, like, lethargic and low energy. Not that I'm always sleepy, I'm just definitely, like, more low energy. That Molly and Coke is fun, because I get to be, like, Allie 2.0. I get to be, like, a different version of Allie, where I'm like, what's up? What are we doing? Let's dance. This is sick. So many ideas. Just talking nonstop. I remember when I had just dropped out of college, I did the cocaine with one of my really good friends from childhood. Like, I'd known her since I was 7 years old. And this was one of the few times that I did coke, like, way more than I needed to. Like, all night into the morning. And we were just telling each other, like, you know, all these crazy childhood experiences. And we were both like, I know, I was there. Yeah, we've been friends since childhood. Like, we're telling each other these stories as if we'd never heard them before. And it's like, bitch, I was in the front seat with you. Oh, this is a good one. Someone said, how do you handle it when someone you really like isn't into you like that? It's hard, but you just have to accept it. And you have to know that there's going to be someone else that you really like who's going to be into you. And you're also going to be the person that isn't interested in someone who really likes you. And you have to understand how that person feels. Because when someone really likes me and I'm not into it, I feel bad. And I'm just like, this just isn't how I see it being. And so if it happens to you, or you really like someone and they're not into it, you just have to accept that, like, it's not the right time or fit or person. Because you have to have it be, like, mutually interesting. Like, both people have to feel, they have to be, like, on kind of the same level. Percent. Like, you have to look at it as, like, a percentage. Like, if someone's into you 70%, you don't want to be into them, like, 40%. You want to be able to be, like, 70% interested. Or else it's just going to be off and it's not going to feel right for one of the people. Yeah, there was this one guy that I was, like, just hooking up with. And we were just, like, hookup pals. And it was easy and it was nice. And we both had, like, the same, it felt like the same level of interest while we were just, like, hooking up. And then we just kind of, like, got busy and stopped hanging out. And it was like, okay, this is whatever. And I just saw on his Instagram that I think he's seeing someone. And even though I'm not, like, I didn't see myself being with someone, it still kind of hurts because I'm so psychotic that I'm like, everyone should always want to be in love with me. And they're not. But then I'm like looking at her, I'm like stalking her profile, obviously. And I'm like, oh, she seems like a much better fit than I would ever try and force myself into being for him, you know? So you gotta have faith that you're gonna find your person that's interested in you and that you vibe with, and that this just isn't the right thing. It's all about acceptance, which is hard though. I'm so hungry. See, this is the other thing. Why is life impossible? I'm either too full to record a goddamn episode, I'm just like dead, or I'm too hungry to record an episode and I'm starving. This is my gum that I put on the table. How much preparation and practice did you have before your first open mic? None. You're never, if you're thinking about doing comedy and you're nervous about going to your first open mic, you're never going to feel prepared or ready or funny or whatever. It's never going to be the right time. You're never going to come up with the right open mic to go to on the right day at the right time. It's never going to feel ready or perfect. You just have to show up and do it. Like, you just have to, like, decide in this moment that you're listening to this, that you're just going to do it, and you're not going to be like, okay, I'll do it in 2 weeks from now, that way I have time to write and prepare. No. If you're listening to this at 8 in the morning, if you're listening to this at 8 p.m., look for the soonest open mic you can go to. Write whatever you think is funny, and then do it if you want to. And if you don't want to, that's fine. It could just be something you try once. It could be something you do for a week, a month, a year. And then you could be like, okay, I got it out of my system. I got to say that I tried it. Whatever. But no one's forcing you into it. If it's just something that you want to do, then go do it. There's no pressure. Nothing life-changing is going to happen from one open mic. No one's going to shun you because you bombed. They're going to be a little bit embarrassed. But then you're going to move on. It'll be a funny story to tell in the future. Or you're going to do really good and you're going to be like, man, that was fun. That was much better than I expected. And you're going to do it again and it might not be as good. Or it's going to be better. Or it's going to be the same. But I think with a lot of things in life that are exciting and scary and worth doing, there's a lot of like mental chatter that doesn't need to happen, that you could just get rid of. Because it's not going to help you. It's just going to make you think longer and put it off and procrastinate. Do you wipe standing up or sitting down? It depends. If I'm doing a little poopy scoopy, I'm sitting because I need the cheeks to be spread fully apart so I can get in there. But if it's just a little pee-pee, then I'm squatting. But if you're squatting, that implies being like close to the floor. I'm up and at 'em with a pee-pee. Spotify or Apple Music? For sure Spotify. For sure, Spotify. I'm just more familiar with it. I like that it creates playlists for me. It's easy to use. It has so many options to play around with. I don't really like Apple Music. It's confusing. Who's my favorite comedian? At the moment, I'm gonna have to say, at this very moment, my favorite comedian is Who have I seen recently that I really enjoy? My brain always just goes back to Fahim Anwar. Yeah, I don't know. Taylor Tomlinson's special just came out on Netflix. She's such a good joke writer. She's really great at what she does. So I'm excited to watch her special. Yeah, it always changes for me because I always see people who inspire me in a different way and I don't just have like one favorite. Tom Segura. Yeah, okay. Would I ever date a fan? Yeah, if he was chill. Or she. But yeah, I don't know. Probably. Gotta be chill, though. You know, you can't be like crazy. But also, don't pretend you're not crazy. If you're crazy, I want you to be crazy. I want to know who you are. I don't want you to pretend to be chill, and then I find out later that you're crazy. Get some Joe Goldberg from You vibes. How weird are you going to get after you blow up? I'm gonna get a moat. I'm gonna buy out Anthony's giant weird mini mansion, and I'm gonna throw sex parties. But not traditional sex parties. It's gonna be weird sex parties. I think I'd get scared at a sex party. One of my ship fam friends has invited me to some sex parties, but he keeps telling me that they're not. I go, is this a sex party? And he goes, no, we're just hanging out. And then I watch his Instagram stories and everyone's like naked and doing weird things. It's always a sex party. But I feel like I would get uncomfortable. I'd get really shy. I get really weird in situations like that. I'd just be in the corner, like, watching everyone. It's, like, kind of like double dutch where you're watching and you're like, can I go in now? Can I go in now? Like, the whole time, I'd just be like, is this the right time? Wait, fuck, I think that's someone's joke. God damn it. I think I just fucking quoted someone's joke. If I did, that's a really funny joke that obviously made an impression on me. Does someone have that joke? That's so annoying. But it's true, that's what it's like. I would be like, at least, where I just never know the right time to hop in. Okay. I think that's about it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone else said my eyebrows are on fleek. So, two very different opinions about my eyebrows. Who would have thought that these bad boys that my mom birthed out of her would be such a topic of conversation? What am I eating for dinner tonight? Great question. I think I have... Oh, I want to answer some of these other ones too. I was going to end it, but I like some of these. I have a show in Santa Monica, so I might go somewhere in that area. I don't know what I'll get though. It depends on if the show I'm at has food, because I'll just get food from there. I always eat out. I never eat at home because I also have roommates and the kitchen's dirty and messy and I just never feel comfortable cooking in my own home. Isn't that so sad? Favorite song by the 1975? Great question. There's so many good songs. They have some bangers off their new album that, like, that I enjoy more live because you can, like, really get into it. But I would say, oh, man. She said we don't, nobody know, guns and none, I better go. I like all of their first songs because it just brings back a memory, you know? I like, fuck, Chocolate, Sex, I don't know. I like all the stuff. All their smashes. Someone said, listen to the group Justice, thank me later. Everyone has listened to Justice. What are you talking about? I know who Justice is. You know who Justice is. Do the D-A-N-C-E. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You've heard Justice, right? Yes. Do the dance, do the bam, 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 bam. The way you move is a mystery. Bam, bam. Do the dance, Justice. Do the D A N C E. 1, 2. How have you not? Okay, well then, Anthony needs to listen to Justice. No, they're this like Parisian funk pop. No one knows how old they are because they don't show their face. Oh, that song's from like 2008, 2009. I'm gonna look up Justice music. Okay. Oh, Dance came out in 2007. They're an electronic duo. Oh, they actually, I thought that they didn't show their face. I thought they were like a mystery. Oh, no. They definitely show their face. Okay, they are interesting looking. This little ding-dong daddy with the curly hair. Damn, he looks like a porn star. They both look like porn stars. One of them is definitely more appealing to me. They both have gray eyebrows. Real good eyebrows and facial hair. One of them looks like he would be a shitty stepdad who, like, smokes menthols in the car with his son. And the other one looks like, I can't really make out how I feel about this one. The other one, it just makes sense that he's in the band. The other definitely has, like, I'm gonna take you to soccer practice and forget to pick you up vibes. Anyway, Dance is their big banger. And then their other songs are good, but it's not the type of music where I could tell you what track I'm listening to. You know what? I'm going to take your advice, though. On the ride home, when I get microneedled, I'm going to listen to Justice. I'm going to get into the vibe. Hopefully they're on Friendship on the cruise next year, and hopefully I'm on the cruise next year, because I just saw a picture of them with Destructo, who's the guy who does the cruise and puts it all on. That would be so sick. What's the hardest part about the comedy grind? I would say, I guess just like self-doubt, not knowing if what you're doing is the right thing, and just having to like trust yourself and rely on your instincts. But then being like, do I have the right instincts? And then just going with it. The unknown, not knowing if what you're doing is right or leading you to what you want. And just accepting that. Accepting that all you have to do is comedy and the rest will follow, hopefully. Is it hard to text with long-ass nails? No, bitch. Okay. That was it on the questions. I'm gonna check my, the resting bee pod. I'll save those for the end. What else did I do? Arizona was really nice. I'm so excited to go back and do my headlining shows. I think Tristan is going to be hosting them, maybe, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. What else did I do? Okay. I did Brandon Wardell's show at the Satellite, which is a show I've been wanting to do since it started, and it was my first time doing it, and it was so much fun. That's a great show. It's like once a month on a Sunday at the Satellite. It's always like a really good lineup. What else? Arizona. Dude, the bruschetta at the Tempe Improv is so good. Fuck, I'm so hungry. That's how you know I'm hungry, is when I'm saying that comedy club food is good. It's when you're like, she needs a real meal. I did a show in Santa Barbara at this place called Wine Therapy, and that was fun. But it was like a kind of boozy audience. They're a little drunky punky. Oh, that was it. Pretty boring week, except for those shows. I feel like an Arizona native. I go there so often. I've been there like 5 times, and now I feel like I know the place. But there's so many cool places. I went to this place called Casey Moore's Oyster House, and it's like this weird little dive bar, but then they have like really good seafood. I wouldn't say really good, but like dive bar good seafood. We had oysters. It was yummy. Good vibes there, though. Interesting spot. Highly recommend. I'm excited to get microneedled. It's not long before I have a rubber face. I haven't had any work done yet. But I'm sure I will at some point. Not anytime soon, though. But I wouldn't be opposed to it. If someone was like, I'm having a Botox party for my birthday at my house, I'd be like, fine, I guess I'll do it. Just a little bit right in the middle of the eyebrow. I got that furrow going on. That little line, the butt crack. I have a butt chin and a butt eyebrow. I have this little butt cheek right in the middle. Ugh, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. I want to eat. What am I doing this week? Is there anything exciting going on? No. I literally put in my calendar, there's a part on here that just says sleep from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Because I woke up at like 8 a.m. today and I'm like, wow, I'm going to be knocked out. I definitely need to remind myself, put it in my calendar to sleep for 3 hours. How sad. But I'm not going to. I'm going to get my nails done. Well, I'm going to get my face needled. I have to put on a numbing cream like 20 minutes before I go in. I have to rub a numbing cream all over my face. I'm scared. I'm going to take a lot of pictures. And then I'm going to get my nails done, sleep for 3 hours. I have a show when this comes out on the 12th, on Wednesday, February 12th. I have 2 shows at Dynasty Typewriter that I'm so excited about. I'm doing Mary Beth Barone's show called Drag His Ass. And dude, it's like a fire ass lineup. I'm very honored to be on this show. So if you're in LA, the first show sold out, the 10 p.m. show, not sold out. And then I'm going to be in Inglewood and Long Beach on Thursday the 13th. And then I have other shows, whatever. Just look at my website. God. Okay. How much time are we at? Oh, really? It feels like we've only been, I felt like I was going to have to do like 40 more minutes talking. I'm so hungry. Why is Post Malone a sex symbol? I think because he's like so successful, but looks so poor. Like there's part of you as a woman that wants to help him get his life on track, but then he's like a millionaire who has everything going for him. So you know that you could be taken care of, but you could also be like, you could, like, brush his hair after a shower. Allie, can you talk about getting dumped over text? I recently dumped someone over text. But I don't know if the way that I did it was more tactical. Because I was only dating this person, like, for a month or two. And I asked if I could FaceTime them because they lived like 40 minutes away from me. I didn't want to drive. I didn't want to like make plans to hang out. And then when I got there, be like, just kidding. You're unpunked. I'm dumping you. But I was like, hey, could we FaceTime or talk on the phone? And they were like, oh, not right now. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't want to do this over text, but... And then we talked later. We talked on the phone after. But if you're getting dumped over text, if it's bothering you, I would just be like, is it possible that we could talk about this over the phone? This feels really impersonal after having a very personal relationship with you. It doesn't feel right. And I would appreciate it if you could give me closure. That's all I'm asking for. But you have to just kind of like accept that if they're dumping you, they're dumping you. What this guy did, which I thought was kind of smart, was... And I don't want this to come off in like a creepy, needy way because I understood where he was coming from. He was just saying like, he said like, okay, I can totally accept that. He was like, I totally accept if you don't want to see me again. He was like, if you genuinely are not interested in talking to me or like hanging out or whatever, that's fine. But if you still want to, like, be friends or just kick it or get food or just, like, if you just want to hook up buddy, whatever, like, I'm also interested in that. I was just moving at the speed that you were moving and it felt like you were moving into something more serious and that's why I was more serious. But if you don't want that, that's fine. So, like, give them the option if that's what you want. I think, like, ultimately you just have to be honest with what you want and... let the rest happen. Has any comedian surprised you with how chill they are behind the scenes since you've been growing in popularity? Everyone's cool. Everyone's pretty cool that I, like, talk to. I think if they're not, like, a chill person, then they're not gonna, like, talk to me. And that's fine. There's one person who kind of sucks. But I don't consider her, like, a peer or acquaintance or friend or anything. She's just like doing her own thing. See, I don't like saying this because people are gonna guess that it's someone that it's not. Because that happened to me. People were DMing me that someone on their podcast was talking about me, saying that I was like kind of like a mean person. But that's because the person wasn't saying who it was. So everyone was just assuming that they were talking about me. And I talked to the person because I got so many DMs being like, why are you bullying this person? Why are you mean to this person? And I was like, was I mean to that person? Like, it made me really upset that they thought that I was being mean to them. And so I asked them, I was like, hey, like, was I mean to you? Because people keep saying that I'm like mean. And they were like, oh, no. So I don't want people to do that. Because this person's like just like totally different category. But they're just not like, like, it's not just like a me thing. I think that they're just not like a super engaging, friendly, inclusive person. I think that they just like do their thing, which is fine. But like everyone who I like talk to, who I'm associated with, is all like very cool. And it doesn't surprise me because they're just like chill people who hang out and like comedy and comedians. This person I'm thinking of, it's not that they're like a bitch. They just do their own thing and have their own life and don't really hang much, which is fine. Just different strokes for different folks. Let me know in the comments below who you think I'm talking shit on. DM them, tell them I'm talking shit, because no one is safe on Resting Bitch. This is where I attack everyone. No. But yeah. Fuck, I'm hungry as shit. We're at an hour. I can get the fuck out of here if I want to. Ha ha! I don't have to do anything for you. This is my podcast where I talk about what I want and you listen if you want. This is pretty good though, I think. I think I'm just like blinded by my hunger that it feels like I haven't said anything. But I talked a lot. That was a lot. That was an hour of just one-sided talking. You try it, bitch. If you think you're so good at it, why don't you talk to yourself for an hour and let the world judge you on it, huh? Guys, subscribe. Subscribe on all of the platforms you're listening to this on. If it's on Apple, if it's on Spotify, if it's on the Google, subscribe because it helps me. It shows that people are actually listening to this and interested in new episodes coming out. It'll notify you. I might drop surprise episodes. You don't know. What if you miss out? Loser. You don't want to be a loser. You little loser bitch. Listen to the goddamn thing. Subscribe. Turn the notifications on. Like it. Thumbs up it on YouTube. Subscribe. Comment. Rate it. Review it. I dare you to fucking review it. I dare you to write more than 4 words and review this bitch. 5 stars. I dare you. I bet you won't. And guess what? I read them, so be nice. Don't hurt my feelings, okay? I'm a person. I'm not Timothy Chalamet, where I just am happy, joyous, and free, okay? That little sunshine, that little ball of sunshine. That's not who I am. Timothy Chalamet, you be nicer to me in the comments. Just engage, okay? Just engage. Both of my sisters got engaged. Why can't you engage to me on social media, on the platforms? Okay? I'll be back next week. I'm gonna be recording guest episodes. Let me know who you want on. I won't listen to you, but I'm interested to know. And I'm going out of town. I'm gonna be on the East Coast, so go to alliemikofsky.com/shows to find out where I am. At some point, I'll have merch. You're gonna want it. It's gonna be good. And, whatever. I'm out. Bye.